You're listening to Our Faith, Our Country, the podcast that discusses walking with Christ and ties faith to America's foundation. Here's your host, Jason Bryant Jennings.
Isaiah 33:22. For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king, it is he who will save us. The connection here, the three branches of government, of course, judge being the Supreme Court, lawgiver being the Congress, and king being the president. Unfortunately, right now, our current one isn't saving us. My guests for this episode make up one of the absolute sickest groups in country music, Honey County. They've had music featured in Yellowstone and True Blood, among others, and have opened for Cole Swindell, Thompson Square, and Old Dominion, just to name a few. Danny, Sophie, welcome to Our Faith, Our Country.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Sophie, let me start with you. Tell us how you came to know Jesus and about your upbringing.
My journey with faith is, like everybody's, very interesting and very different. I grew up Catholic in the Catholic Church, and I made all my sacraments, and it was very important in my family growing up. And when I went to college, you know, it was time to figure out what mattered to me and what I cared about. And that was the moment that I was exploring my faith and my religion. And 2 years into college, I came back home and my grandma had passed away. And the two things that were really still solid and constant in my life were music and my faith. And it's a journey, as always. And I feel like for everybody, and there's times of trials and times of strong miracles, like when I joined Honey County, which is definitely a miracle story. But yeah, it's always a journey. And my faith gets me through day to day, especially during the trying times of today. But yeah, that's pretty much my story. Something that's always been constant, that and music.
Danny, one thing I did not mention in the open is there's really two words that describe Honey County. And those two words are, of course, California cool. Tell everybody out there listening what California cool means.
You're listening to the queen of California cool right now, if you didn't already know. I'm just kidding. Sophie's rolling her eyes at me. I appreciate that. You know, it's great to be called California cool by someone else other than, you know, me. So that's good. It's a nice thing to hear. You know, we strive to certainly have that California sunshine kind of sound. If you can't already tell, we're kind of a silly bunch. And if you think about California, you think sunshine, you think palm trees, you think the beach. We like to bring a lot of that into our music. But we also like to bring a lot of real feelings, whether that's cool or not. We always try to incorporate that into our music.
Danny, let me stay with you for this next question. Y'all have had the chance to sing the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem for this great country, at several events, including the LA Dodgers game, as well as the LA Sparks WNBA game. What is it about singing our national anthem that you all love so much?
We are always so honored to sing the national anthem and be chosen at incredible venues like Dodger Stadium and the Staples Center. And soon to be, we haven't announced yet, but we'll let you guys know first, we'll be singing the national anthem at a NASCAR event. When people reach out to us asking us to honor our country and sing the national anthem, we are always so excited and ecstatic to be able to do this. It's just something so small that we can do. We had spent a lot of time overseas with our troops in the Middle East and Africa performing for them, the way that we've been able to serve our country. But the small ways that we can do it here, you know, in the United States, we take every opportunity that we can get.
Sophie, one of the things that Jake Hoot, winner of season 17 of The Voice, and I spoke about on his episode was using faith to get through the pandemic. How have you used your faith to get through what we've all been going through with this pandemic?
It's really interesting. During the pandemic, I moved in with my boyfriend and we have this little one-bedroom apartment that we're just kind of staying in. And it's so difficult to try to find things that continue to lift your spirits. And definitely one, music, obviously, and getting together with Danny. She was like my person that I was with all the time. And then also just like really being thankful with Christianity and with what God provides, to all the things that we still have, even in difficult times, even in times where you are just staying at home and you don't really have too much that you can go and out and do. You're not really playing shows. And having faith to turn to and just being thankful for all the things that we still have and all the blessings that God gives is something that continued to brighten my spirits and help me through the times.
Danny, one of the other things Jake and I talked about was the fact that country music doesn't have all this satanic messaging. It's more about how we feel, and it's family related. It's things that we are going through. Your thoughts on that?
What I mentioned earlier about, you know, being able to write about our feelings and how we do truly feel and translate those into songs, that in country music, it's widely accepted. A lot of times we'll write music and we're just writing about feelings and things straight from our heart. An example of that is our latest single release, Got It From My Mama, which we wrote all about honoring our mothers and how grateful we are to them for bringing us into this world and also teaching us how to be women. We absolutely love them and we really wanted to honor them in the lyrics of our song. I think we did a great job of that. So that's certainly something that we love about country music, being able to write about our experiences and share them with other like-minded people.
Sophie, Danny mentioned that the group has traveled all over the world, spent time with our troops. Talk about your overall love for our country.
So my grandpa was actually in the Navy, and he is a big reason why I believe I'm in Honey County, because the day that I got the call from Danny saying, hey, you want to be in a band, was actually the day we were having his funeral. So I feel like up in heaven, he was pulling those strings down here for me. He was in the Navy, and so growing up, he always taught us sayings like red skies at night, sailor's delight, and told us about his experience with being in the service and how much he honored being an American, and so thankful for the sacrifices that my grandpa and other service members have made for this country. And any way I can to honor them, it means so much to me. And I also feel like the rays of my grandpa shining down when we sing the anthem and we get to honor our country in that way. So a lot of my experience with the military did come from my grandpa, and it lives on in me. And I hope to continue to honor troops as much as I can going farther.
Danny, what's the best experience that you've had overseas visiting our troops?
When we made it into Africa, totally different from the Middle East. It's dry, it's desert, it's barren. Going into Camp Lemon Yay and seeing people, it was told to us by Army Entertainment, you're not just here to perform, but you're here to boost morale and go make friends. And so the most important things that I feel like we did was go and sit with people at lunch and dinner and pick a different table. We actually like rotated, like every 15 minutes, we just like got up and walked over to another table and asked if we could sit down. And we just made friends, talked with, you know, servicemen and women that were stationed away from their families for sometimes 2 to 3 years. And I feel like, you know, their faces lit up and they were excited just to meet new people and see new people. And that was probably the most meaningful experience during the entire trip. The performance was super fun, obviously, but but being able to talk to people and just say hi and let them know how much we value them, that was pretty special.
Sophie, which song of Honey County's do you most relate to?
Definitely our newest single, Got It From My Mama. There are so many specific details in there that just really relate to my mom and I. Specifically, we have matching tattoos, and that's in the second verse. There's just so many little things that everybody can relate to, like how sassy we are because of our moms. We always have to have the last word, and I really do relate wholeheartedly to that song. Every time I sing it, I'm like, Mom, you know these details are literally about you. So
I'll tell y'all what, I also have hazel eyes, so that's a good eye color.
Yes, it is.
Danny, what about you? What song that you've done do you most relate to?
I mean, Got It From My Mama. It's all right there. Everything Sophie said, there's so much that relates to both of our moms. I can't help but want to sing it. And I just have so much joy when we do sing it. It's really fun. And it's been a blessing to see how much it's taken off on TikTok and social media, and how many people relate to it and the videos that they make and create with it. So I would have to say definitely Got It From My Mama.
Danny, Sophie, it's been great having you on Our Faith, Our Country. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
Sophie, go ahead and pray us out before we end the show.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, God, for today. And thank you for all of us remaining to be happy and healthy and Thank you for this call, these questions. In these difficult times, thank you for keeping our spirits high and our hopes high. And we want to thank you for all the blessings that you give us. We want to thank you for our health and our continuous journey in music and also in our faith. And we thank you for everything that you've given us today, tomorrow, and in the future. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media at Faith Country Pod or by searching for Our Faith, Our Country podcast. Until next time, later times, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Our Faith, Our Country. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode.